Church, praise the Lord. Pastor, my question is this. You know, when the time I was in Angola, so I'm going to choose him. So during the time of baptismal class, so we have practiced the something. When maybe we give us 6 months, around 2 months like this, another spirit will come to me and say no. So as we are doing like that, and during that time, me and my wife also, my wife is coming this bride, and me too, I'm choosing. And I even tell my wife, say, two of us, we've been choosing. So when we are dragging this thing, I say, okay, now. Nah. I say, instead, where this thing will make me and my wife to quarrel.
You decided to be mumu.
Make you go bride, make her go choosing.
Uh-huh.
So after I come back, so my wife carried me to come to bride. And that time, they just carried me to go and baptize me. So, since that day till now, my spirit is judging me. So, because now I have choose for my own spirit side as it. Now I'm a bride now. I'm no more going in the church. The bride assembly is my church.
Uh-huh.
Okay, after that, my spirit is just be troubling me. Say, I should baptize again.
Yes.
Because time I baptized, it's just like somebody is not a Christian, but as he nearly to death, their family just carry her go to Reverend Father or send her to go and... So, it's how my spirit is just disturbing me. I say, okay, I should ask this question. Whether I can baptize again, because I've already asked this question.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Yes.
I say, I should ask you. That made me to come today.
Praise the Lord.
Because sometimes I even present myself to look for the work I've been working here. And that spirit also makes say that I should baptize first before I choose a work here to be working in this church.
Thank you very much.
That's the question I want to ask.
There's somebody who may be watching me now also in Spain who called me and said, I remember the coming so time, I said yes, and I directed them to another city in Spain to meet somebody who will baptize them. It was the wife that first got in touch. He said they traveled there and they got baptized. He said, but after the baptism, he said he went back to his drinking and went back to this. He said because he did it just to please his wife. He said, but now he has given his life to Christ. And to him, he doesn't want to hang himself on that baptism. And I told him, first and foremost, you baptize wrongly. You don't baptize under the influence of anybody to please anybody. If that is the reason you have baptized, forget it. You only went to swim. If you did not repent first, before going to identify with what he did on the cross on Calvary, it is wrong baptism. The day you realize now that you've taken a decision now to be serious with God concerning your eternal destination, that decision is what brings the guilt in you. It's the Holy Ghost telling you, now go and do the right thing. Go and re-baptize. Thank you.
Sir, about the baptism, the correct baptism, is it in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus Christ, or only in the name of Jesus Christ?
No. If you speak like that, it makes it look as if, you know, you're not logical even about the statement you're making. Go and baptize in the name of the Son. What is the name of the Son?
Jesus Christ.
So, why will you go and say, I baptize in the name of the Son, in Jesus' name? Eh? Since you already know the name of the Son, you go and baptize in the name of the Son. You just go and baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus, because you know the name of the Son. The day you know that the name of the Father is Jesus, and the name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus, according to the Bible, then you also see why every baptism in the New Testament was done in the name of the Lord Jesus. You don't see Father, Son, Holy Ghost anywhere where it was carried out. So you are only to go and baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus. You have baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Yes, sister.
Sir, like you said earlier, you said they do wrong baptism in Assemblies of God Church. Like my church, when I did baptism.
Which church?
Assemblies of God
okay.
Church. When I did baptism, they dipped me inside the water and say the name of God and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. They now bring me out. I want to know, is it because of the baptismal class or have you been there before? To witness the baptism.
Okay. Now that's a very relevant question. I was not in Israel when Jesus Christ was crucified. But I'm here talking about the power of the cross. It is revelation. Praise the Lord. Sister, how were you baptized? No, how did the Bible say you should be baptized?
First of all, give your life to Christ.
Perfect. After then, you have given your life to Christ,
then they will not baptize you.
How did the Bible say we should do it?
That they should dip people.
Talk to the microphone so that they can hear
they
you.
They should dip people inside the water and call the name of God.
What is the name? No, that's not what the Bible says. You see, don't argue Bible unless you know Bible. Give her Bible. Can you open it? Matthew 28. The last chapter of Matthew 19.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations baptizing.
Baptizing.
Okay. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Say, so that is how you should baptize, isn't it? You should baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
They do the same thing in my church.
Yes. They took you to the water and baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. What is the name of the Father?
God. Jesus. Jesus.
The name of the Father. The name of the Father is what?
Jesus.
What is the name of the Son?
Jesus.
What is the name of the Holy Ghost?
Jesus.
So to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, one name is to go inside the water. Not to say Father, Son, Holy Ghost again, because you know the name. It's to put you inside the water, saying, I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus. You have baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Okay.
If they take you and say, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and bring you out, they have baptized in titles instead of the name. Every father has a name. Every son has a name. And every human being has a name.
Okay, like you said earlier, is the baptism class wrong for them to be teaching people about repentance during baptism?
Praise the Lord. The truth is that you will have to repent first before you go for water baptism. Amen. There is something that you had before you decided to give your life to Christ. It is the repentance. That is repentance. That makes you know the useless life I was living before. I repent of it. Now, I will live a life of righteousness, a life pleasing before my God. I believe that Jesus Christ died for me. He's my Lord and personal Savior. Once you can confess that you believe it, you have passed your exams. There is no baptism or anything again. Praise the Lord. Water baptism cannot stop you from committing sin. What stops you from committing sin is a genuine experience with God that brings repentance. If you are truly repented, it is because you have agree that your past life is bad, is evil. And the day you know where your past life is leading you to, nothing will make you go back again to it. I have told some of you something. There is no prayer for a fornicator to stop fornicating. Did I tell you that? Eh? There is no prayer that can make a drunkard to stop drinking. The only reason why you will stop doing anything that is bad is because you realize that it is not good for you. And nobody will be engaged in anything that he knows is not good for him. That is the meaning of repentance. And if you are truly repented, there is nothing like going back, backsliding. To where? To useless life that I've since found out was not beneficial to me, that will lead me to hell. I don't know when I will die. The day I enter there, I can't die, Uncle. Where will I be? That is why some of us decided to follow Jesus. No going back. No going back.
Okay, you mean it's right for them to baptize without teaching them?
What if you didn't learn anything? How did you give your life to Christ? That thing that made you to say, I give my life to Christ, is your baptismal class. Anything beyond that is just denominational system to waste the people's time. They will not enter. The Bible says, they stand at the door. They will not enter. They will not allow anybody to enter. Nothing like that. Don't let anybody waste your time concerning anything that has salvation virtue in it. Immediately in Acts chapter 2, that day, the day of Pentecost, the first sermon of grace to the Jews. How many people were baptized that day? 3,000. Which baptismal class did they go? It is the sermon that Peter preached. And their hearts were pricked. And they began to say, men and brethren, what shall we do? And then Peter stood up and said, go to baptismal class. Oh. I don't finish. It was handwriting on the wall. It was a sign.
Once you are saved, forever you are saved. Everything we receive from God is by faith.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Fruit of delusion.
They told me it doesn't matter. It matters. There is yet another day that is His mercy is still available.
The trials of the Christian.
Christians face trials.
The God of this world cannot be our God because we are in this world but not of this world.
The last brother.
Praise the Lord. Sir, the question I'll be asked, I don't want to repeat. The other last one I want to ask is that John the Baptist made baptism before the Lord Jesus. And the disciple of Jesus also do baptism in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. And I want to ask a question. Many of the believers that have gone through that such baptism, what is their faith in heaven?
Which baptism?
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Where did they baptize?
I mean, in other denominations, that the Jews, they do baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Like which denomination?
Like Redeem and the other denominations too.
They are still alive now. They are not dead yet.
Yes, sir.
They are alive. They are still walking in error. One day they will hear the truth. Well, prayer is that they will not die without doing the proper thing.
Sir, is there any correction for those that are baptized by John the Baptist as we get to this?
John the Baptist, was he under grace or the law?
Under the law.
Eh?
The law.
Under the?
The law.
Under the law. Was he under the old covenant or the new covenant?
Old covenant.
So why are you telling him anything he did in the old covenant belonged to the old covenant? The new covenant started only after Jesus Christ resurrected.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Even the thief on the cross, amen, is the last person in the old covenant that entered, the thief on the cross with Jesus Christ. Church, let's clap our hands for Jesus. Whether you go for water baptism or you don't go, I don't have a register where I will go and present to my GO to see the number of people are baptized today. I don't even have any headquarters where we go to go and report to the ARC GO that his boy in Lagos is doing very well. Neither are we telling you to baptize so that you become our member. Everybody cannot be a member of this church. But we know, amen, that you are here because God brought you here. And there's something you need to know that will help you in the reason why you came here. May that purpose be achieved for coming here today in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.